Just a week before crucial presidential elections, yet another prominent anti-Syrian lawmaker has been assassinated in Lebanon. Emma McCarthy reports.
The powerful bomb blast took place Wednesday evening in a Christian suburb east of the Lebanese capital, Beirut. The target of the attack was Antoine Ghanem, 64, a member of the right-wing Christian Falange Party. Ghanem is the eighth prominent anti-Syrian figure assassinated since 2005, including three lawmakers from the majority, reducing the ruling party's margin in parliament. The attack occurred 6 days before Parliament is scheduled to meet to elect a new president in a deeply divisive vote. The assassination of anti-Syrian figures began with former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Syria's opponents in Lebanon have accused Damascus of being behind these killings, a claim Syria denies. Hariri's death sparked massive protests that helped bring an end to Syria's nearly 30-year domination of the country. Damascus was forced to withdraw its troops from Lebanon in 2005, and a government led by anti-Syrian politicians was elected. Since then, however, the government of US-backed Prime Minister Fawad Sinura has been locked in a power struggle with the opposition, led by Syria's ally Hezbollah. Government supporters have accused Syria of seeking to end Sinura's slim majority in parliament by killing off lawmakers in his coalition. But there is also one other factor. Next week, presidential elections are due to be held in the country, and according to the country's constitution, the role of head of state must be filled by a candidate that is Maronite Christian. Meanwhile, just today, the country's Maronite bishops called for unity ahead of the vote. Others, however, are voicing serious concerns that these elections may mark a split in parliament. Patriarch Nasrallah Sfeer is set to meet with parliament speaker Nahib Berri within the next few days in a last attempt to avoid a Christian deputy's boycott of the upcoming ballot. I'm Emer McCarthy.